Good evening to you all once again. I'm giving you an Easter greeting. This is the Easter greeting. We gather here as people that are redeemed at heart, because we are celebrating our own salvation in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Good evening to you all.
Good evening, Father.
Thank you so much. I don't know how much joy, how much happiness you are feeling in your hearts this evening as we come to celebrate our salvation. I feel so happy tonight. I feel great joy in my heart that I've come to celebrate my salvation in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. I feel so happy because in the world, if there is anyone, any person who would live out their life and come to say, I am a happy person, it is because God has helped them to understand the mysteries of life. And that's why whatever small thing that person may touch in life, it will be celebrated in a great way. Because God has revealed the mysteries of life into the soul of that person. And so this evening we gather as a happy community, not because we belong to the cathedral as the arch parish in our diocese, but as people, as a community which is touched at heart by the mercy of God. And this has brought us here this evening. And this has gathered us all here tonight, that we see our own resurrection in the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ that we celebrate tonight. There was a song which St. Cecilia Choir was singing on Sunday. I'm sure it was a good song which was to prepare us to come and celebrate Jesus Christ, who is the light of the world. I didn't clearly understand the words in the song, but there is something that I got. And the song was like, la 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 la, keep me burning. I didn't get anyway the words that were there, but the burning, I got it. La 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 la, keep me burning. So they are talking about something that is burning, and I'm sure something that is burning not to be consumed, but to give life. I think they were talking about having this oil that should be there so that the heart might burn. And this is what we are seeing in front of us. There is this candle which is burning, the sign and symbol of the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ in our lives. And look at that candle. It is indeed burning, but while it is being consumed, it is dying because the wax is falling and it is dying slowly, but it is giving us light in its illumination. So Jesus Christ has come to die so that when we die together with him, we come to rise together with him. And when we die with Jesus Christ, that life, good life which was lost in sin, is restored in our hearts. And this is the love and mercy of God that we celebrate tonight. Look at this God who is showing us his great love. When he wants to show us love, there is something that is taken from the depth of his being and it is given out to us. We are listening to readings about the creation, beautiful creation of God, God who is creating. In the creation of God, we see this love of God. Because we say, God is life, and that is exactly what God is. God who is life is giving out his life in the creation. When he creates, he gives out life in that which is created. And this is the love of God that is extended to us. This is the love of God which we have come to celebrate. When God wants to redeem humanity, to free us from the bondage of sin, what is it that God is doing? He's looking at what belongs to him, what he has. And he's saying, I'm going to send my only son, the only son that I have, to go and die for humanity so that that life which was lost in sin is restored. The great love of God. But what we are doing, my dear brothers and sisters, tonight should not only end in the celebration. It should go penetrate our hearts, get into our souls, that when we do this beautiful celebration, we are even redeemed at heart. We are touched at heart. We are touched to the core of our depth, and we see this God who is our Savior, God who wants us good always, in the perfect condition present in our lives. We are living in a society which is every day challenging the life of faith. There are people that we meet in our society that do not believe in God. And when we talk about God, to them it doesn't make any sense. Because in their mind, God is just a created ideology. There is no such a reality as God. And this is what they are saying. So going to church, being at prayer like this, coming to church in the evening like this, is a sheer waste of time to them. There are those people that are like that. And that's why, in our society, if we are to be a good follower of Jesus Christ, a good disciple of our Lord, we should be challenging ourselves every time that we want to go to church. Every time that we think of going to church, we should be asking questions like, what is it that I want to go and do when I'm at church? So when the church is saying we have to prepare for the celebration of Easter, for 40 days to fast, to be in prayer, to do works of mercy, we ask ourselves, why am I doing this? Otherwise, we'll just end up coming to church because everyone else is coming to church. But what is it that I want to go and do at church? If we are to ask randomly from the congregation, those of us that are here, we are present, we are in church, and we have come to celebrate Easter. This simple question, why are you here? What have you come to do here? What have you come to celebrate tonight? Obviously, you would get different answers. Some people would say, I have come to church because there was an announcement which was made that you should come tomorrow at 19 hours, we are going to have mass. So you have come here because there was that announcement? Well, you've done well because you are in the presence of God. But maybe you are going to go home with the reward of that announcement. And some of us would say, no, I've come because I have to complete what I started. So tonight, I'm breaking the fast because I've been fasting. It's not just to complete what we started. But we are here, my dear brothers and sisters, tonight, that in this resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ that we have come to celebrate, we may see our own personal resurrection. And that when we are going back home, we are going back home as people that are touched at heart. People that have received newness of life in this beautiful celebration. So it's not just a celebration. It is not just an ordinary mass, because on the calendar of the church, we are saying Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. But to reflect on our own personal resurrection, to contemplate the mysteries of Jesus Christ in my own life, to see Jesus Christ work in my life. And you know, you'd meet people out there that would say, no, I used to be strong with church. I used to go to church every day, every Sunday. But it's like God does not answer prayer, and I've stopped going to church. Some people just say, you know, I was getting inconvenience with church because church would want me almost every day, and this is the time that I would also want to do my own personal things. So by stopping going to church, I have freed myself. And of course, others would say, I've stopped going to church because I don't have problems to take there. It's like when you are to come to church, it's because there are problems that are bringing us here. And somehow this is quite practical in our lives, even though it's not a good thing. It's like whenever we think of going to church, it's because there is this problem I want God to solve for me. So the kind of relationship which is shared between God and me is that friendship of utility. But we are to come here because there is this friendship which is shared between me and my God, which goes beyond problems. And that's why for a good Christian, even when they are down, even when they are sick, bala kuchechi. Na ngobu bibuka wame, baka sange nchito, baka sange fishuma, bako pe abobe nebale foku, babu wale lombe lapo, abobe nebale foku kwako, they will still go to God. Because they have come to understand that I can only come to find a meaningful life with God. Not the fiashupa. I don't know about the fiashupa. They so good some become fast forward. I won't be a papen and got a bomb there for tantem. A bomb there, God has to wait today and now. It is now or never. And that's why Mubu Mubu is feeling. When things are well, we are up there, then we stop going to church. If we had responsibilities at church, in leadership, then we can't go there because we are busy. We want to elect you as a chairperson, then you can't put me in that office, I'm a busy person. Oh, so church kwa wali abashaba busy. No, but if you chashupa, when we start coughing heavily, then we want a priest to come by our bed. Okay, a priest for me. In the hospital, in chashupa. Or to a form parties. I'm on parties now. Tete akani. Tefi. Ala isafie. Alanda no kulanda. Tiko nemula andanti lesha. Because even in that situation of life, we have to show the merciful and loving face of God to people. My dear brothers and sisters, we are here for rebirth. Jesus Christ is not dying for his own sake. And yesterday we are celebrating, that was Good Friday, we are celebrating the death of Jesus Christ. But I'm sure we all know that Jesus Christ did not die yesterday. We know. Jesus is alive. is the living word of God. But the celebration that we are doing is entirely for us. So that reflecting on this death of Jesus Christ, we come to see the love of God, this God who comes to us. Even when we are sinners, God is getting near and closer to us so that he may take away the sins that weigh us down, carry them on the cross to salvation, so that nailed on the cross, our sins should die with Jesus Christ. And when we open our hearts, outpour our souls before God, when Jesus Christ is rising from the dead, we come to rise together with him. People that do not believe God would challenge us to say, you've been going to church for so many years, but what is it that is so different about you? Something I am doing which you are not doing. Something I'm going through which you are not going through. They may come to challenge us. There is always something different because between a believer and someone who does not believe in God. God helps us to understand, the word of God helps us to understand the mysteries of life. And when we come to understand the mysteries of life, we come to live out a fulfilled life. A life full of joy. A life full of happiness. No mange fine chava. We think church things, it's only when things are down. If you don't have your power, you don't have to change. If you don't have your power, you don't have to change. If you don't have your power, as if the priest was only ordained to solve problems. But even when things are good, okay, when there is this celebration at home, umwana napasa ku school, kuli birthday, kuti mwaveta bafana. Father, come and celebrate with us. Ndiamulewo chotunama. We invite a priest, not so. We celebrate together. So in the times that you are up there, we should also be there with you, thanking God together. And the times that you are down, we should also be there for you, mourning together. And this is the life of communion. Upon Aisha Lapano. Katwishinga narimona po muntu wako wa chasa isasa ndakati afana. Ok na ngunika 20 kwa cha talk time ushteni. But almost every day, uchu wa sango muntu, ah, father ndia kupito shabuli. Father na chila paka kwa shabuli. Don't just come here when you have problems. We need you in church when you are strong. We need you in church when you still have something, eh? We are talking about the completion of the works to our church there. We need you when you are able to come out and say, Father, we can do this together. We need you to be active in your parish. There are so many things that we can do. There is animation of children, these young ones. We need people to be catechizers, to share the word of God to these people that we are preparing for sacraments. We need people to join the choirs that we have around. We need the young boys to serve at the altars, altar boys. We need people with new and fresh ideas to come and say, okay, here we need to plant that type of flower there. We need you. So when we come to receive this word of God, it should help us to be liberated spiritually and physically. Loving the church, carrying the church at heart. Loving our parish, carrying our parish at heart. Not each mutinga chawa, kurole la bafada bambi okutila. Chimutinga chapone na pamusevo, mubati tinga tachi finish epo chala wapo 2 weeks. Where are we as a community of believers? So my dear brothers and sisters, as we celebrate this resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is our personal resurrection at the same time, we reflect on our lives. Those that are already baptized, we reflect on the baptism that we received and to what that baptism was calling us. To be a blessing among people. To be that life-giving figure among people. Not to make others suffer. Not to make things complicated for others. Not to make people around us unhappy because we are present there. If I am a married person, my spouse is complaining because there are things I'm not doing well. I listen to that voice which is crying. I look at the eyes that are dropping tears. I remember the marriage commitment that I was making. I was taking this person as my friend, my close companion. And so this is what I have to fulfill. Not when someone is crying because of what we have not done well. And this is the time that I'm even increasing the volume to the TV because I don't want to hear this. We carry the image of God in our hearts. We carry the face of God on our faces. The Spirit of God, the Spirit of love is in us. And tonight we are administering sacraments to our brothers and sisters that are seated in front here, receiving baptism, confirmation, and Holy Communion. They want to follow Jesus Christ, having this commitment to the Christian life. Because they want to begin this new journey of faith by going through the waters of baptism. And when we come to receive baptism, we are baptized. We are a new creation. The creation that stands as a witness to the word of God. So when the society is crying and complaining that there is no goodness in the world, we the baptized are there to show the society the goodness that is in our hearts, in the way that we interact with them. And by that, we are going to announce the good news of the Lord, the good news of redemption. And for us that are already baptized, we are going to recommit ourselves to this life of faith at the point that we are going to renew our baptismal promises. Filatua lelanda, mshewakana shetani, mshewakana corruption, mshewakana ubonse, mtu mkoshonse shumakuli shetani, and this is what we are going to renew, recommitting ourselves to this life of faith. So that when we celebrate Easter tonight, tomorrow we are going to announce to the world that Jesus Christ is risen, and indeed is risen in my heart. May God bless us all.